Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb, the Livestock Market Information Center, joining us in just a moment.
As stewards of the industry, P&K Equipment supports those who work the land. With great deals on John Deere tractors and hay tools, when you purchase an eligible utility tractor or baler or mower conditioner, you can get $1,000 off your total purchase. And the best part is, this offer can be stacked for extra savings. So hurry into P&K or visit us at pkequipment.com. It's our way of saying thanks to you. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/30/15, subject to approved credit with John Deere Financial. Other incentives may be available. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Well, neighbor, Sorghum U wants to help you make informed production decisions. Sorghum U will be featuring breakout sessions led by industry insiders exploring the potential of sorghum in your crop rotation. Sorghum U will be held Friday, January 9th at the Enid Convention Center in Enid, Oklahoma. There will also be a Sorghum U on January 28th in Perryton, Texas. There's no charge to attend Sorghum U. Just call 855-422-6652 or log on to www.hpj.com/sorghumu for more details. Sorghum U brought to you by the United Sorghum Checkoff Program, Sorghum Partners, and High Plains Journal. As we begin the new year, Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center with us. Jim, of course, executive director of the group that works with land grants across the country. And he talked at the beginning of this week with Eric Atkinson of Agriculture Today, specifically about the momentum that we've had in the cattle markets in much of 2014. Robb sees that continuing here in the early days of 2015.
No, we actually gained some momentum. We had some winter weather that probably fed into the story, along with the holiday shortened processing schedules by packers. We had slaughter down 14% year to year. Again, don't read too much into that in terms of a holiday shortened week. Importantly, though, USDA also reported that dressed steer weights fell rather precipitously in mid-December and were down in 1 week by 7 pounds, and we're now down to the steer dress weights that we posted back in mid-September. So we are also getting the seasonal and maybe some weather-induced pullback in steer weights, which is probably a bit of a supportive factor in this cattle market, too, on the fed cattle side. As you know, we haven't had much feeder cattle trade lately. Most of the auctions shut down. We'll start to ramp that up and see if we have climbed back up from where we ended those markets in really mid-December.
Jim Robb of the LMIC, now the first taste of those feeder cattle markets reported yesterday afternoon is good. The Oklahoma National Stockyards was 6,300 head yesterday. Of course, got pummeled back in mid-December with those limit down feeder cattle futures several days in a row, and we're sharply down over $10 a hundredweight to the downside. But a lot of that's been regained in a single day compared to mid-December. Yearling steers, $6 to $10 higher. Over 800-pound steers, up to $15 higher. Calf trade, $5 to $6 higher. Now, let's circle back around with Jim and talk a little bit about the wholesale box beef trade here as we begin the new year.
Well, the box beef cutout has been in tandem with the fed cattle market. Fed cattle market up fully $4 a hundredweight last week, back to $166 a hundredweight. Remember, back in mid-December, we were running $156, so there's a $10 per hundredweight ramp up. We had the cutout on the choice side last week, compared to the prior week, up $5 per hundredweight. We're at levels that we haven't seen since kind of the debacle in mid-December in the wholesale beef market, too. So that's a bit of a supportive factor. Again, don't read too much into it. It is positive, but there's a little bit of a weather impact here with the very cold temperatures and the processing schedules being pulled back because of holiday and because of some weather impact.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. It looks like overall fairly firm footing for this cattle marketplace overall as we begin 2015. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Do you want to unlock the potential on your farm? Come learn how applying a no-till systems approach can improve your crop yields and increase profits. Be sure to get registered for the 19th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th at the Bicentennial Center in Salina, Kansas. Go to www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525 before January 10th for the early bird rate. Sponsored in part by Crustbuster, Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer, and Green Cover Seed.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.